First on the program today, households without children and with assets worth more than $5,000 would be ineligible for food stamps under a rule change proposed by the LePage administration. Under the policy, assets would include the balance of bank accounts and possessions, including boats, RVs, campers, and snowmobiles. Advocates for the poor say the rule change would make food insecurity worse in Maine. But as Jay Field reports, the LePage administration says it will prevent some from taking unfair advantage of the program.
The Maine Department of Health and Human Services announced the proposed rule change Wednesday morning via a press release. In it, Governor LePage says, quote, "Hard-working Mainers should not come home to see snowmobiles, four-wheelers, or jet skis in the yards of those who are getting welfare." The governor expanded on his comments a few hours later after a speech to the Biddeford Saco Rotary Club.
We just did a poll. 88% of Maine people want welfare to be fixed.
Maine people, LePage said, want a social safety net that works for those who need it.
I am tired of seeing EBT cards in the hand of drug dealers. That's the reason.
Under the proposed rule change, roughly 8,600 childless adults who now receive food stamps or SNAP benefits would be required to pass an asset test when applying or reapplying for assistance. Those with more than $5,000 in assets would not be eligible for help. Equity in a home or a primary vehicle would not be counted as part of the test.
This applies to registered assets, wouldn't apply to furniture, TVs, things like that.
David Sorensen is spokesperson at the Maine Department of Health and Human Services. Sorensen says there is no similar asset test for families. The test for households without children comes from a provision under federal law that was waived by Maine and many other states during the height of the recession. The LePage administration says the waiver is no longer needed in Maine, in part because unemployment is now well below 5%. But Christine Hastedt with the low-income advocacy group Maine Equal Justice Partners says that reintroducing the asset test will hurt thousands of people who are still struggling to put food on the table.
We see this proposal come out just a week after the U.S. Department of Agriculture released data showing that Maine has the third highest rate of very low food security in the nation. That's real hunger.
Hastedt says the asset test will make Maine's food security crisis worse. As many as 37 states, she notes, have kept the waivers in place. And she says Maine's decision to revoke the waiver could end up costing the state money.
Administering an asset test in the SNAP program is extremely administratively burdensome, and it's also very error-prone. Agencies make a lot of mistakes, and that leads to penalties from the federal government, financial penalties, for basically making an error in the determination of whether someone does or doesn't have an asset.
Hastedt worries the asset test will unfairly target seniors and individuals with disabilities who've worked hard to sock away a small nest egg, but who have very little income. There are also concerns for people living in rural, isolated areas. Robin Beck is with the group Maine Rural Partners. Imagine, says Beck, living 20 miles away from the nearest store in the middle of winter.
A store that can offers fresh fruit, vegetables, and meats, and the infrastructure is poor at best, especially with the budgets of these towns, just, you know, not being able to plow or salt as regularly as they would like to. It may end up being a snow machine or an ATV that will get them to the grocery store, that will get them to a clinic, that could get them to work.
So how exactly would individuals in this kind of situation who are forced to sell a snowmobile to eat actually get to the store to buy their food? It's one of many questions that may come up when the Maine Department of Health and Human Services holds a public hearing on the asset test on October 6th. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.